Giorgio. T-Dub, you put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. Let's see if we can do this right this morning. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild ride. One of the things that was omitted in yesterday's noisy first segment, really first hour, it was very strange. So hopefully we were not plagued with those kinds of problems today. We're off to a better start anyway. One of the things that was omitted was the 49th recollection of Pearl Harbor. It is a day that will forever live in infamy, as FDR said, but probably not for the reasons that most people would assume. It is repeatedly invoked in the within the halls of the national security apparatus to remind people that, you know, we're never supposed to forget that we're in this constant state of emergency, fear, and panic, and, you know, because that's one of the best ways to manipulate people. Talk more about that today. Today would be the 49th recollection of the reaction to Pearl Harbor. You know, before we had any facts, before it was established beyond a shadow of a doubt that the FDR administration knew very clearly the Japanese intended to attack Pearl Harbor. In fact, the Japanese had essentially been provoked into attacking Pearl Harbor in much the same way that Brzezinski bragged about luring the Soviets into the Afghan trap and giving them their Vietnam War, as he later bragged to Jimmy Carter. Robert Stinnett published Day of Deceit, for example, which is a cumulative work built on a body of evidence that has just been accumulating over the last several decades. Before all of that, Congress reacted the day after the day that will forever live on in infamy. And, you know, while we're at it, I always think of Ralph Epperson's website, ralpheperson.com, which features, again, that image of the Hilo Herald Tribune, front page above the fold, headline on Sunday, November 30th, 1941, which is the week before the attack on Pearl Harbor, and the front page above the fold headline reads, "Japan may strike over weekend." And we've, you know, lived a few generations since then and don't remember. There are probably people who were wondering how on earth the Hilo Tribune Herald knew a week in advance, but somehow the folks at Pearl Harbor did not. And you had ships moored around Ford Island, uncharacteristically, especially, you know, as the world was at war and so on and so on. There are a number of warning signs. Again, folks like Robert Stinnett have detailed that. James Perloff has done a good job. So it's a day of recollection, I would say. Bad guys invoke Pearl Harbor because it was a way to reshape the country and the world. And the same thing is going on now. Recently, Sean Stone was a guest on the X-22 report, which is kind of interesting. You know, if you've heard him talking with, what's his name? Richard Grove, right, over at Tragedy and Hope. If you've heard Sean Stone, you know, those conversations, and it's, you know, he detailed some of the things that are going on these days, how, you know, for example, Klaus Schwab is a, well, Henry Kissinger is a construct of William Yandel Elliott, In his X-22 report interview, he said, you know, I don't think that most people have ever heard of William Yandel Elliott. I have. And you know, I've talked about him from time to time. Very influential guy. In fact, there was a great installment, the Executive Intelligence Review, Volume 29, Number 3, January 25, 2002. And there's an excerpt from it that you can find over there still. It's a profile on William Yandel Elliott, about 5 pages long. And I mean, I would highly recommend folks read it to sort of catch up a little bit. And so there, you know, and it talks about this stuff. The Roundtable Movement, to which Elliott was recruited by his Oxford tutor, later master of Belial, A.D. Lindsay, and others, consisted of semi-secret Masonic and Masonic-like cells dedicated to smashing all nations and replacing them with a revamped British Empire. It was founded by Lindsay's Oxford predecessors, John Ruskin and T.H. Green, and continued most notably by Cecil Rhodes and Lord Alfred Milner, managing director of the Mammoth Colonial Mining Cartel, Rio Tinto Zinc. Ruskin was the founder of the Pre-Raphaelite cultural movement, which viewed the Italian Golden Renaissance as the worst disaster of modern history and strove to restore pre-Renaissance feudalism. They were obsessed with Britain's loss of its major North American colonies and determined to reorganize the British Empire into the collection of quasi-autonomous units, now known as the Commonwealth, quote-unquote, both to avoid pressure for further colonial independence and to lure the United States back into the fold. Elliott's four-decade campaign to scrap the U.S. Constitution, based on invidious comparisons to Great Britain and its Canadian colony, is pure roundtable, as is the Royal Institute of International Affairs, headquartered at Chatham House, with which Elliott and his kindergarten, quote-unquote, have coordinated their efforts. Elliott's roundtable contemporaries include a fellow Lindsay protege, top British historian and intelligence director of Chatham House, Arnold Toynbee, Lord Lothian of the notoriously pro-Nazi Clivenden set, Lord Leconsfield, later director of Britain's Tavistock Institute Psychological Warfare Center, and media magnate William Waldorf Astor. The whole intertwined complex of elite British, American, Canadian foreign policy think tanks, the Anglophile Network, I would say, councils and conferences, including the New York Council on Foreign Affairs, Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Conferences, the Ditchley Foundation, the Aspen Institute, the International Institute for Strategic Studies, and dozens of other think tanks. Now, as I said, around 8,000, numbering 8,000, according to University of Pennsylvania's official survey, were founded and operate under the influence of the roundtables. Elliott's tutor, Lindsay, was a Fabian socialist and a top activist in the Workers' Education Association and the Christian Social Movement, which is, you know, yeah, about as Christian as, yeah, both outgrowths of the Roundtable's settlement house, quote-unquote, movement, which involved middle and upper-class intellectuals, quote-unquote, going slumming to maintain lower class solidarity with their schemes. In her biography of Lindsay, his daughter, Lady Drusilla Scott, characterized him with these statements from his Oxford associates, which, especially when you realize that Lady Drusilla thought these comments were quite flattering, give a sense of the duplicitous Fabian Roundtabler mentality. Quote, I have never been able to distinguish in my own mind between Lindsay and Oliver Cromwell. Each of them had a sense of being one of the elect. And then, you know, you have the image on the following page. The Elliott Kindergarten, with the caption, the Elliott Kindergarten includes such Nashville agrarians as Robert Penn Warren and John Crow Ransom. All three were also British Rhodes Scholars. You know, Harvard boasts, let's see on Wikipedia, right? Harvard University, one of the Ivy League. Let's see. Harvard has more alumni, faculty, and researchers who have won Nobel Prizes, 161, and Fields Medals, 18, than any other university in the world, and more alumni who've been members of the U.S. Congress, MacArthur Fellows, Rhodes Scholars, 375, and Marshall Scholars, 252, than any other university in the United States. And that is disappointing. If people only knew. But then, remember, Gary Kaw quotes the work of the hierarchy, right? Hierarchical work is so quietly and smoothly from the Lucius Truss, right? The theosophists, the divine wisdom folks who really are just, you know, their end is according to their deeds, as the Bible would say. Hierarchical work is so quietly and smoothly developed and so effectively expressed and expanding human consciousness, that when it is well advanced, it appears quite natural and reasonable. That's why you can see Harvard University bragging about Rhodes Scholars and Marshall Scholars and so forth. It has become an anti-American hotbed. People boast about their CFR membership now. People boast about their allegiances to these un-American and indeed anti-American globalist one-worlder institutions, United Nations, World Health Organization, all of these supranational bodies that would seek to impose any sort of dictatorial will upon the, these United States, if there is any vestige left, not the United States Incorporated as a distinction. It's a point of boast these days. You know, I don't want to skip ahead too much, but I could listen to this all day. This is an installment most recently. The Senate hearings. We have a moment here before we go to a break. Listen to this real quick. Go ahead, please.
And use an art in their approach.
So, Dr. Job, Dr. Fried mentioned you. Do you want to respond? He asked whether you were treating patients.
I do, sir. I've spent the last 20 years taking care of veterans in the VA healthcare system, and recently switched from the Boston VA to the Providence VA. But I, as a practicing physician, I think a lot about the evidence. I think that my patients want me to give them science-based treatments, and obviously, every patient is different. Obviously, every single time I see a patient, I do think about how to make adjustments, but I'm always guided by the science and evidence. And when there is no science or evidence on something, and if I'm going to think about an off-label use, I'm very careful about that, because the history of medicine is one of often doing more harm than good. And my first oath as a practicing physician was to do no harm. And so I am very much driven by that. And I started off saying that all three of these gentlemen strike me as both smart and committed and caring. I would appreciate a similar sort of respect back. I do take care of patients. And I try to do my best by them. Obviously, I'm not perfect, but I try to use science as well as compassion to guide me.
We appreciate that. Have you treated any COVID patients?
I have not, sir.
Okay.
Bam. That right there. I guess we're headed into a break. We'll be right back.
Vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Clip that we played, we will come back to. That was an excerpt from, some things happened last month. Some interesting things happened. Among them, there were just before Thanksgiving, some interesting things happened. One of them was the Senate hearing on COVID-19 outpatient treatment. Very interesting. And you heard from Dr. Ashish Jha over at Brown University, who is an interesting fellow. And speaking of the boastings, he has some affiliations. He brags about his affiliation over at the Albright Stoneridge Group, but he doesn't really brag about his affiliation at the World Economic Forum. The thing that I was going to mention earlier is that one of the things that Sean Stone mentioned in his X22 report interview was that Henry Kissinger was a cutout of William Yandel Elliott, who was basically groomed by the Rhodes Milner establishment. And you know, then you have guys like, you know, there was William Mandel Elliott, there was Henry Kissinger, and then there's this guy Klaus Schwab. And you know, one important parenthetic aside is that if you just follow the money, you will not pierce the veil, so to speak. It's more than just money. I mean, you can't tell me that the Rhodes-Milner Roundtable Group is hurting for money. And the Fabian Socialists were much more than just political operatives. You have folks like Annie Besant, for example, who carried the torch for theosophy. And I think that's where it really starts to get interesting. You know, there is a religious bent, and it's enticing. You know, it's seemingly ecumenical. It's ostensibly ecumenical in nature. But what happens is once you're in, it operates more like, you know, or Bear Marcuse's repressive tolerance concept, where once you're in, you know what, you have to conform. It's, you know, it's inclusivity is the message, the outreach message. But then once you're in, it's conformity to these establishment diktats in a religious sense, in a political sense, and much more. So, you know, following the money will only get you so far. It will not pierce the veil because, you know, as Gary Allen pointed out, profit times philanthropy equals power, power and control. But to do what? To reshape the world. In this, you know, to reshape the world and remake it back into a British Empire of, you know, ostensibly free states under the, you know, under the guise of free states, but really, you know, the British Commonwealth concept, as the Executive Intelligence Review piece mentioned, as I pointed out earlier. So, this is what's really going on. You know, you have guys like Ashish Jha, who testified before the Senate last month, saying what you heard him say there, I take umbrage, you know, at these folks, you know. And so Dr. George Fareed had said right before, what you didn't hear right before Ashish Jha's remarks, who's been in the news. And by the way, he's speaking of, you know, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, being a Rhodes Milner cutout himself, groomed by Kissinger, who was himself groomed by William Mandel Elliott. You know, Ashish Jha, I'll get into this more in a little bit, but you can find him as a co-author in the World Economic Forum's Global Information Technology Report, the GITR they put out annually. In the 2013 GITR, Global Information Technology Report, he was a co-author of Part 1.7, Better Measurements for Realizing the Full Potential of Health Information Technologies, co-authored with Elettra Ronchi, OECD, Julia Adler Milstein, and Jenna R. Cohen, and Laura P. Nguyen. So he co-authored this piece for the World Economic Forum's Global Information Technology Report in 2013. And he sounds like a globalist mouthpiece every time I hear him on the news. What a surprise. He's also, you know, he brags about his affiliation. He's listed on the Albright Stone Ridge Group. We'll talk more about them when we come back. And we'll go on from there. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
First hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. You know, curiously enough, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, Maddie Albright, testifies on U.S. policy in the Balkans. Ah, the ghost of Zbigniew Brzezinski. And, you know, the Eurasian Balkans, the ghost of Halford Mackinder, and so on and so on. Maddie Albright testifies on U.S. policy in the Balkans today. You can catch that on C-SPAN. And speaking of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, which held the hearing that I mentioned previously, they're back at it. Senate Homeland Security Committee is holding a hearing today on the COVID-19 pandemic. Again, Jay Bhattacharya is one of the folks testifying, and he actually said earlier that there are things that are, I don't remember exactly how he put it, but something along the lines of there are things equally as distressing as COVID, you know, the psychological impact. You know, he says basically we've guilted young people into doing young, or we've guilted young people for doing young people things, which raises an interesting point. You know, when you listen to these crazy people, these globalist one worlders, you know, guys like Ashish Jha, who is, you know, a global health guy, you know, every profile you look at, professor of global health at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, director of the Harvard Global Health Institute. Lots of great things coming out of there, right? How many, you know, as Senator Ron Johnson asks, have you seen a single COVID patient, Dr. Ashish Jha? No, I have not, sir. Then sit down and shut up, because you are flanked by doctors who actually are seeing COVID patients who are saying what is happening is insane. The vilification and now the, you know, the literal criminalization of folks like Didier Raoult is insane. You know, this guy had the courage to say, hey, this works, world. And lots of doctors, including those folks that testified last month, said, yeah, this worked. You know, when we're in a situation where nothing else works. And when you listen to guys like Senator Ron Johnson say, and by the way, where was the CNN coverage on that? Where was the 72-hour loop saying, you know, there's something, as Ron Johnson said repeatedly, there's something wrong when a medical doctor prescribes a drug that's been FDA approved for, you know, six, going on seven decades, and a grand jury is impaneled against her for four prescriptions, something is wrong. Remember, speaking of Didier Raoult, remember, first there was back in, you know, what was it, April, you know, Del Bigtree, the High Wire, they were one of the first to say, and there were, you know, mainstream reports, he's been saying this works, you know, here's another batch of 80 people we treated with 100% success. Then all of a sudden, New York Times does a hit piece, May 12th, he was a science star. Then he promoted a questionable cure for COVID-19. And, you know, it's downhill from there. September 19, France uncovers mutant fast-moving COVID strains. Didier Raoult featured in that article. There was the, remember back in July, Jim Hoft over at the Gateway Pundit, which is a site that bad guys are watching, we're watching very closely, because it was moving the needle on this issue. Hopefully it still is, but, you know, Jim Hoft and crew at the Gateway Pundit have been, you know, the attempts to marginalize and squelch those kinds of messages are, you know, just overwhelming, it seems. Founder and editor of the Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoft, recipient of the Breitbart Award for Excellence in Online Journalism from the Americans for Prosperity Foundation in May 2016. His article back in July, esteemed French doctor Didier Raoult testifies, person behind death threats he received is top doctor linked to Gilead Pharmaceuticals. What do you know? Who benefits? Qui bono? Who benefits? You know, from the end of the article, it is absolutely clear today that Dr. Raoult was correct in his findings. Here's something interesting. Today, there are over five global studies that support the doctor's findings that hydroxychloroquine is a cheap and very effective treatment for coronavirus. Unfortunately, this was not the preferred treatment by professionals who hope to reap vast rewards for their own treatment for the coronavirus. Gilead Pharmaceuticals was hoping to promote its own drug, remdesivir, as a potential option to treat the disease. Gilead had the support of Dr. Anthony Fauci, who downplayed hydroxychloroquine at every opportunity, even though, didn't he endorse it back in 2005? Wasn't that what I remember talking about that? His name is on a report to endorse it. The opposition to Dr. Didier Raoult was so strong that he even received death threats. During testimony before Parliament, Dr. Raoult told lawmakers under oath that the person who sent him death threats was a top recipient of Gilead Pharmaceuticals. Via Covexit, Professor Raoult testified that shortly after he started to talk about hydroxychloroquine as a treatment, in March he received anonymous death threats. He filed a complaint with the police, and an inquiry was opened by the French judiciary. The medical doctor behind the threats was found and happens to be from a Nantes University hospital. It happened to be the person who received the most money from Gilead over the past 6 years. Professor Raoult presents this as a personal experience, quote unquote. In his testimony, he remained diplomatic and suggested, quote, to be attentive to this level of problem. And so you go from there, fast forward to last month, most recently, you know, this Guardian article sums it up. French professor faces disciplinary case over hydroxychloroquine claims. Why? Why? I ask rhetorically. And so, you know, back to the sort of tip of the ideological spear, I would say the battle, you know, 9/11, 12/7, 12/8, 12/7, 12/8, 1941 continues today. And the battle is perhaps best represented in the juxtaposition of today's House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing featuring the testimony of former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright and today's Senate Homeland Security Committee hearings on COVID-19. Featuring the testimony of folks like Jay Bhattacharya. And I think that, you know, guys like Ron Johnson are trying to do the right thing. I think that, you know, I've been impressed with guys like Senator Josh Hawley. Again, you know, speaking of the battle right out in plain sight, Congress celebrated Senator Pat Roberts earlier today. He will not be seeking re-election. Oh, gosh, really? After, what, 40 years in public service, quote unquote? Well, this is how you get stuff done, you know? Bipartisan efforts get big things done was one of the things that was said earlier today. The only way big things get done. Well, you know, there was a reason for separation of powers. There was a reason that all big things don't need to be done. It is a big idea, a new world order. Not all big things are good things, and not all big things need to get done. Some big things are anti-American. Where's the line? So, to back out of all of this, you know, speaking of Ashish Jha and the Albright Stonebridge group, on which you can find Ashish K. Jha's profile. Ashish K. Jha is a senior advisor with ASG's Global Health Solutions Practice. Really? Wikipedia says Albright Stoneridge Group is a global business strategy firm based in Washington, D.C. What in the heck is a global business strategy firm? I mean, how would you describe that? The firm advises multinationals, financial institutions, industry associations, and nonprofit organizations. You know, when you look at Ashish Jha's background, personally, it's kind of interesting. But what is he doing over here? The Albright Stoneridge Group. And, you know, just a couple of things on ASG, Albright Stoneridge Group. This Washington Free Beacon article, for instance, Madeleine Albright's consulting firm took millions in coronavirus relief funding, records show. The Albright Stoneridge Group has deep ties to China, employs former Chinese government officials. But, you know, if you understand what's going on, China is being propped up as the new, in the new Cold Warrior battle, Cold War redo. An influential Democratic consulting firm that employs former Chinese government officials received as much as $5 million in federal coronavirus relief funding. Do you think they need it? According to records released on Monday, this was back in July. The Albright Stoneridge Group, a Washington-based commercial diplomacy firm, quote-unquote, how would you describe that to friends? It's a commercial diplomacy firm. What is that? With strong staff links to Joe Biden, connects multinational businesses and nonprofits with political power brokers in the United States and abroad. The company is chaired by former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. Records show that the firm raked in between $2 and $5 million from the Paycheck Protection Program that was meant to provide relief to small businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. Disgusting. People like this should be run out of town on a rail. If Americans had their heads screwed on straight, you know, these people are running roughshod over America and the country is being gutted. There is bloodletting going on right now. I'm not a fan of Oswald Spengler, but, you know, wasn't it him who observed that the only thing that may beat back the forces of money is blood? I think that's how he put it. Something along those lines. The only thing that will stop this money is blood. Americans don't understand. You know, we're being bled to death, figuratively, and I would say coming very literally. I think there's going to be I'm having visions of I Am Legend, the movie, you know, the zombie apocalypse. I think that's being engineered with these vaccines. Oh, well, but we've done lots of safety studies, as guys like Ashish Jha, you know, say, the vaccine is very important. It's been scrutinized in studies. My foot, you know, Dell Bigtree did a great job of debunking that over Thanksgiving with their, what was it, the Vaccine Safety Project. It's a scam. You know, these safety trials and studies are a scam, just like every other scam that this group has run. The same old scam. And once you know these things, you can't unknow them, so to speak. And bad guys know that, which is why they guard the pearls with religious zealousy and try to put out all of this noise. to prevent people from getting to the signal, because once you're on the trail, you know, like a bloodhound, I think you can get to it pretty quick. But there are a lot of distractions put in your way to prevent you from getting there. But once you realize it, then you see all of these fraudsters, these charlatans, these globalist one-worlders as, you know, for what they are, which is anti-American people who should not be in, they should not be in charge of a hot dog stand, let alone influencing global policy. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
takes a lot less time.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, December 8th. You know, Andrew Breitbart was right. The mainstream media is the cudgel with which, you know, and this feigned objectivity. Oh, well, you know, we are, you know, all your information and intelligence or whatever are belong to us. They are the, you know, the mainstream press is the purveyor of all truth and knowledge. To that, I say, honestly, you know, while we're on the subject of the plethora of anti-American efforts currently underway, Vox had that piece. When was that put out? 2017, 2018 or something like that? Who controls the media? 2018. From, what is it? From Amazon, Apple, Comcast, and AT&T, who owns the media today? This is mainstream stuff. Here's who owns everything in big media today. It probably won't look like this for long. Why? Because, you know, Highlander, there can be only one. And, you know, that's part of how this scheme works. Keep gobbling up, you know, the little subsidiaries, agglomerating into one giant, you know, conglomerate. Even by the most pedestrian standards, you have one, two, three, maybe six. But, you know, then you have the interlocking directorates, the, you know, the groups like what C. Wright Mills called the power elite, and, you know, what Stuart Chase talked about when he said it looks more like, you know, control without ownership. We can have a fractional piece of this one, a fractional piece of that one. We can exercise influence, not necessarily direct control, but influence. We can nudge. So while we're on the subject of this kind of anti-American nonsense underway, I would say, you know, what isn't yellow journalism today in America? And I mean that very seriously. Stick around. Second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.